Living powerfully now, I am an infant. Living powerfully now, I am an infant. What does it mean to be an infant? An infant is a child that is just beginning to unfold all that it is, all that it is, and all that is yet to be. It's not going to be all done, but it's just the beginning. To be an infant means that I have been a baby, and I've been born. And little by little, all of my beingness is revealing itself. All of my beingness is revealing itself. I came out of the seed, and the seed and the egg, and I became the child. And as I became this infant, as I developed all of the aspects of the body that I live in, they all came out of an ideal pattern. The ideal pattern is indwelling in every tiny infant and every tiny child. The ideal pattern is indwelling in the seed that's becoming prepared to come forth as a child and as an infant. And everything is all divinely planned, divinely programmed, divinely set up. Now, it is true that the parents can have attitudes or thoughts, and these negative thoughts can sometimes be expressed through the infant. Sometimes they can eat foods, drink alcohol and smoke and do other things that are not beneficial to the infant, to the seed, to its development in its perfect way. And then they say, why is it that I don't have a perfect child? I want only a perfect child. And yet they don't take time to have that perfect child. When you take a plant and you water that plant and you fertilize the plant grows. If you put too much fertilizer on it, you burn the seed. If you put too little fertilizer on it, the plant grows up to be anemic. If you give it too little water, it doesn't flourish. If you give it too much water, you sometimes drown it. You have to know that right dimension, that right amount of perfection for whatever it is that is going to nourish and fertilize that seed, nourish and fertilize that plant. Whatever it's going to be, whether it's a human seed or whether it's a seed that a plant has, it all makes no difference. Once the infant is being developed, once it is being established, then sometimes we find that things were done that were not beneficial. Smoking was done, drinking was done, eating was done, acting was done, speaking was done, thinking was done, which was not beneficial to the child. And it's never too late to completely change that attitude that is in there. And you do that by saying to the infant, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. You live those few words every single moment that child is developing, that infant is coming into its own being. And no matter whether the infant had a lesser environment that it was beneficial for the infant, no matter whether the infant was given alcohol or given smoking or given improper foods, or the worst is improper attitudes. As long as the infant was given that, it was rather devastating to the infant. But when you start saying all is in divine order and completely change your program for it, then that infant takes on a totally new aspect of itself. It takes on its original purity and integrity. All those things that were limiting to it are now gone. All those things that were limiting to it are now fading away. They're no longer important. They're no longer something that's controlling it. we have the opportunity to take that infant and bring it into any culture, any environment, any attitude that we choose to. And as we do this, we give it the negative or the positive qualities that we offer. But it's never too late to make a complete changeover, complete turnaround. Just like a child may be born into poverty and then adopted into a family that's wealthy, having an entirely different attitude and situation, it may have a little lingering attitude in itself about the poverty. It may have a little lingering attitude in itself about limitations, but that doesn't have to be. For when it says all is in divine order, when its new parent or its parent says all is in divine order, when the child is taught to say all is in divine order about everything that concerns that infant will unfold that original purity and integrity, its original graciousness, its original magnificence in everything that it does. But it takes a very definite attitude. It takes a very definite attitude somewhere along the line. And it's nice when the parents start out with that attitude. All is in divine order. I have a perfect child, or I have perfect children, whatever the case may be. And you say, I have a perfect child. I have a perfect child. And then you teach the child, all is in divine order. 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 And then you as a parent, you as a person involved, just as a visitor in the family, just as another member of the family, whatever it may be, you say, all is in divine order. And as you say, all is in divine order, whatever may have come before, whatever attitudes may have happened, whatever conditions may have been expressed in that body, in that little child, in that little infant, now all is in divine order is expressed. And we don't need to know what all in divine order means. We don't need to know how all in divine order is going to change this or change that or reveal this or reveal that or open this or open that. We have no idea, because what we are doing is we are putting a universal cause in motion for a universal effect that already is extant, but we want to bring it out in our attitude and in the attitude of all concerned. So when you say all is in divine order, when you say this to the infant has no problem at all in revealing itself and opening itself and knowing itself and in being all that it can be. It has no problem whatsoever. It just goes right on doing whatever it does beautifully, wonderfully, perfectly, and fantastically. It goes right on doing whatever its true nature is to be, whatever its reality is to be. If you take the seed of an orchid and you nurture it and you prepare it to grow and be, and you look at the orchid and you say, I wonder if it's going to be like my other orchids that recently have no flowers on them. The flowers just don't bloom. I wonder if it's going to be like that. And you really don't have to wonder, because you're putting a cause in motion that it's not going to have flowers. If you look at that orchid, whatever it may be, and you say, that orchid is glorious, that orchid is beautiful, all the orchids that I ever have are magnificent, they're supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, they are fantastic, they're glorious orchids. And try it, just as a little experiment, and you see how wonderfully it works. You don't have to believe it or not believe it, you just put the cause in motion, you just put the fertilizer, you put the information that all is in divine order. All is in divine order about my orchids. All is in divine order. That's the same principle that works with an infant. When parents or peers or teachers or people who are involved in a child say all is in divine order, then it is. When a child's in the hospital for any reason, and the nurses or the doctors or the people who deal with the child feel that it has a disease that cannot be cured. It has a problem that cannot be helped. It has something that is negative to its being. And the nurses think it, the doctors think it, the hospital thinks it, all concerned think it, and now the parents think it too. Surely that infant will have that in spades. Is that what we want for the infant? Not really. What do we do then if that's not what we want? What do we do to have that infant express the wholeness and perfection which is its nature to express? What do we do? Well, we don't have the wisdom, the brains, the knowledge to say what is going to take place in its perfect way, how we're going to operate on it, or how we're going to take care of problems that seem to exist. When we say, with all the dignity and all the wholeness and all the purity and all the wonder, all is in divine order now, then truly, all is in divine order now. And how wonderful it is. We don't have to know the technique. We don't have to know anything at all. We just say, all is in divine order now. How glorious it is for a practitioner to work with any people who come and ask for guidance and ask for help and ask for positive thinking. The practitioner has only one thing to do, to see all in divine order. The practitioner doesn't have to know what the circumstances are. The practitioner doesn't have to know what the need is. The practitioner doesn't have to know what the circumstances are or anything at all. All the practitioner knows is all is in divine order, now and always. All a parent needs to know about their child is all is in divine order. Whether it's a child's attitude or whether it's the health or whatever it may be, all is in divine order. And as this is done, the infant unfolds in divine order. The infant reveals itself in divine order. The infant lets loose of all of the attitudes and all of the thinking and all of the ways that it might ever have had, and its original purity and integrity, which is always there, which is always there. The original purity and integrity, which is always there, is brought forth by the word, all is in divine order, which is brought forth by the concept, all is in divine order. And in this concept, and in this word, and in this attitude, and in this thinking, and in this living, that infant does not take on anything other than its original purity and integrity. The original purity and integrity which is indwelling within that infant, that original purity and integrity, which is its nature. The nature of the orchid is to be an orchid. The nature of an infant is to be a child. The nature of the infant is to be a being, all in original purity, its original integrity, all fantastic, all glorious, all wonderful. We are learning to put causes in motion and put these causes in motion without any limitation. We're putting the causes in motion without thinking that they have to be one way or another. They have to be revealed in this manner or that manner. It's just that we're putting the cause in motion. This infant is unfolding its original purity and integrity. This infant is unfolding, it's revealing, just as a seed is revealing whatever plant nature it has within it. So the seed of a child is unfolding its nature that it has indwelling within it, its original purity and integrity. The original concept for a human being is perfect in every way. The original concept of a divine being is fantastic and glorious, and that original concept is ready to be revealed now, totally, fully, wonderfully. And it doesn't matter if we make a mistake and say it's got a problem, or make a mistake and say something must be done. We just make the truth and say, all is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. And as we say, all is in divine order now, that divinity, that order, that perfection, that glory reveals itself so perfectly and so beautifully. We can, if we choose, to dwell on looking at the beautiful body of the child. Every organ, action, function of the body of the child is revealing itself perfectly. Its original purity and integrity is unfolding so wonderfully as the child is revealing itself. You don't always see it. It's under the skin, it's in the organs and the actions and the functions of the body. But they are flowing forth in such magnificence and such glory. Because we have said, all is in divine order now. We expect it to be perfect. We expect it to be fulfilled. We expect the infant to be revealed as a divine being in every manner, way, and shape, and form, in every way that could ever be. We expect that. And as we expect it, we get that result. It's up to us to claim for ourself, for this infant that we're dealing with in consciousness right now. It's up to us to claim for that infinite, delightful, fantastic, glorious infant that's revealing itself right now and say, all is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. And we can't say it too often. We say it again and again and again. We say it again and again and again, and we let it be revealed. We don't need to see the evidence. It's hidden down under the skin. We don't need to see the truth, but it's there. The original purity and integrity is always there, always will be there, and always was there, and it is revealing itself now. How glorious that is, and how wonderful that is, and how fantastic that is. But that's the truth of the infant in us. That's the truth of the infant in any infant. And as we look at them, we say, all is in divine order. As we look at them, we say, all is waiting to be revealed. All is waiting to be unfolded. All is waiting to come forth, whole and perfect, glorious, beautiful, good, and fantastic right now. It's up to us to make the statement, all is in divine order, and then wait upon the harvest, but know that it is already fulfilled within that infant, and it is revealed as we shower it with our love, with our joy, and all in ideal, perfect, unconditional love. All is revealed right now. All is in divine order right now and forevermore.